What's up, everyone? This is your host, Jordan Williams, with my co-hosts, Tebebu, Print, and Daniel. And in today's episode, we will be talking about the conclusion of the story, The Beginning of Everything. Enjoy. First, we have Prince Tucker talking about the characterization throughout the entire book.
This is Prince Tucker, and I will be talking about the characterization throughout the entire novel, The Beginning of Everything. In today's episode, I'll be going over main characters and other characters who also play a role in the plot of the book and just the main story. Starting off, we have Ezra Faulkner. He is the main character of our story, and starting off, he's in his prime. Everything's going well for him. He's the captain of the tennis team. He has a girlfriend. But then one night, everything goes wrong. He goes to a party. He realizes that his girlfriend's cheating on him. And once he leaves that party, he gets into an accident and he can't even play tennis anymore. And next thing you know, when the school year starts, all his friends that he claimed he had, or that were there for him, were not there for him when school came back around. Because this could be because his popularity went down and because he got injured and he's not a top student athlete anymore. But he is a great person overall. He still tries to make new friends. And he's always, you could say, independent. Moving on. Oh, you could say he's independent because he's always thinking for himself, and he starts to realize that it doesn't matter what other people think. Moving on, we have Cassidy. Cassidy is the girl that Ezra kind of likes. Ezra thinks she's beautiful, smart, and mysterious, and like she's different. But really, she hides a lot of things from Ezra, and this makes Ezra kind of upset. And Cassidy's also a friend of Toby, and we'll get into Toby later, but she's in Toby's group. And we realize that, as the story progresses, we realize that Cassidy isn't who she says she is. And she actually has a lot of family tragedy and a lot of sadness. All right, now Toby. Oh, we'll get to the sadness part later too. Toby. Toby was Ezra's childhood friend who basically became, you can say he became an outlier after what happened at Disneyland. What Disneyland happened was in the beginning of the book where a severed head fell in his lap. And after that, you know, he just went off the grid, you could say. And so while Ezra grew popular, he wasn't really as popular as that. And they kind of separate into different crowds, different friends. But he's still very loyal. Like, he's very friendly to Ezra no matter what. And even though Ezra, like, abandoned him when they were younger, Toby still stuck with them and, you know, just tried to pick it up where they left off. Like, when they met at the pep rally, he still tried to talk to him and things like that. All right, now we have Luke. Luke is a friend of Toby's, and he's also part of the debate club. He first doesn't like Ezra because, he just didn't like the group Ezra was a part of when Ezra was popular. And, but as the story progresses, he starts to like him, kind of. Next, we have Phoebe. Phoebe is a friend of Ezra from Ezra's new group, like, when he's not that popular. Phoebe's dating Luke, and she gets along with everyone. She's really nice, but she's also very insecure because, like, she doesn't want to lose friends and stuff like that. That could be an example of how she's insecure. Next, we have Charlotte. Charlotte was just dirty, just playing out dirty. She cheated on Ezra, and she's just very unfaithful. She always wants to have her way. She could be like Someone who wants attention. She always wants to be on the top of things. She's very unkind. She can't accept any other way that doesn't, like, go her way. Like, it has to go her way. She's very selfish. And the way she's very selfish is because, like, when Ezra, well, the way she's very selfish because, like, when Ezra and her stopped talking and, you know, they moved on, she started dating the next best player or the future captain of the team, which is Evan. So this shows, like, how she could be sort of, like, selfish and wanting attention. And, yeah. Moving on, we'll be taking this to Babu with our social message throughout the entire story.
Now on to Babu for social messages throughout the entire book. Hey guys, it's your co-host, Babu Solomon, with The Full Scoop. And today I'm going to be talking about the social messages throughout the whole book, The Beginning of Everything. Well, there's three main social messages throughout the book. Cherish what you have in the moment. Know who your real friends are. And what lies behind the curtains. Well, what lies behind the curtains we're going to talk about right now. And so, Ezra, main character of the story, man who had everything until his big accident. Well, that big accident changed Ezra's mindset. And so before Ezra's accident, Ezra thought he knew everything that was going on throughout the school. Because he was tennis captain and he was student body president, he just felt like he had an overview of everything. Like, he knew everything. There was nothing hidden from him. None of that. Well, that all changed after his accident. Once he got into his accident and he started to hang out with Toby, Phoebe, Cassidy, Luke, all of them, he realized that there's more going on throughout the school. There's a tradition of the floating theater. The story was a kid got the janitor's key that unlocks every room throughout the school, made a copy, and has been going throughout down to students. And they host these little, like, movie places, like movie, like, gatherings. They watch an old movie, you know, something they would all like. And it's always in a different room. So it's never in the same teacher's room. And when Ezra realized that he didn't know this until he started hanging out with Toby and them, and he felt like he wasn't the top person anymore. He realized, like, he wasn't the big dog, that there's more going on throughout the school that he knew than he knew of, and he just didn't know what to do anymore. The second social message throughout the book is know who your real friends are. So Ezra, he was a popular kid ever since middle school. He had all the friends a person would want throughout high school. Well, Ezra left this party and got into his accident, which shattered his knee, Ezra didn't know if he had any friends anymore. None of his so-called friends visited him in the hospital. None of these friends, once he got out, checked up on him. Ezra felt like he was unwanted and didn't know what to do once he returned back into school. When he came back to school, he just didn't know if he can sit with Evan, Charlotte, and all them anymore. If he could sit with the tennis team, because he couldn't play tennis anymore. And he sat with Toby, Phoebe, Cassidy. And he felt like he belonged once he was there. And he realized that, are Evan and them really his friends? Because they really didn't stand up for him. They always made fun of the people he sat at lunch with. But he just didn't feel like he belonged. with them since, like, he couldn't play tennis. He wasn't a captain anymore. He drives a mom car, doesn't drive a BMW anymore. And he just doesn't feel like he belongs with those people at all. The final social message throughout the book is cherish what you have in the moment because it'd be gone at any time. So, Ezra, he basically had anything a high school boy would want in his life. He had the girls, he had the BMW, he was the captain of the tennis team, and he was basically popular. So he had all this, he never understood his love for these things until after his accident. Once his BMW got totaled, his dad bought him a SUV, and he didn't understand how much he missed that car. He missed his BMW. Once his accident happened, he didn't have anyone with him. He had basically lost all of his friends. No one visited him in the hospital, and he felt like he was alone. And the whole summer when he was in therapy, all that, none of his friends checked up on him. And he had the girl. He had Charlotte. Before she cheated on him, they were in love, but the night of the accident, she cheated on him with a college student, causing him to storm, run out of the house, and get into this accident. Well, he didn't understand how much he missed having the hottest girl in school by his side through everything, thick and thin. This is your co-host, Bebu Solomon, closing off. I hope y'all enjoyed all the social messages throughout the book. I hope y'all learned something from these social messages. And I hope y'all enjoyed our podcast.
Now I'm going to pass it on to Daniel. He will be talking about the themes throughout the entire book.
Our first theme is, without proper communication, the truth could be misinterpreted. And to start off, Cassie did not tell Ezra about her having a brother. Now, this made Ezra feel distrusted because Ezra felt like he should have been on the same page as her and they should know everything about each other so their relationship can grow and prosper. Now, since she didn't tell Ezra, like, it kind of hurt him. And he doesn't want anything hidden in their relationship because it would affect their relationship. Also, this adds into our second theme, which is one isn't always who they appear to be from the outside. This can also work for Charlotte too, because Charlotte doesn't look like she'd be the one to cheat, but in reality she did. And she doesn't look like she's very selfish and self-centered, but in reality she is. This also works for Cassidy because Cassidy doesn't tell Ezra straight up who she is. And she kind of lies to him. And Ezra feels like bad because like she liked him for that. Ezra liked Cassidy because she was different. Our third and final theme and central message is find yourself. Now, what I mean by find yourself is that Ezra, who was on the top, you could say he didn't really know about him. Like, he didn't know about himself. He just thought everything was this one good show that would always run for him, that it would always be good for him. Everything was always going his way. But he didn't truly realize until he was actually in the accident that things actually are different. And he realized that when he's down low that maybe I need to find myself. I need to see what's going on now that I'm not on top. I'm not the best. Like, he didn't realize who his real friends are. He didn't realize his friends are actually doing things and they're not just side parts. They also do a lot of things that he doesn't know about. For example, Luke runs a theater. Toby's on the debate team. He doesn't know these simple things because He's always lost in himself. He doesn't realize the things around him.
So, the moment you have all been waiting for, the twist or the big secret or ending to the beginning of everything. All right, so you all know how Ezra got in that car accident and shattered his knee, hurt his wrist. Well, the other person in that accident was someone really close to Cassidy. Actually, it was her brother. So the reason why she left her old school was to get away from like all those memories with her brother and all that, try to forget about it. But that's just crazy how Ezra killed her brother technically. This is the big twist of the novel, and I hope you all enjoyed our podcast. This is your host, Jordan Williams, with the Full Scoop, waving all you beautiful listeners goodbye.